episode of the Pod of Desperation, and I have a really interesting guest. I've actually enjoyed talking to him, and I just kind of met him not too long ago. But this topic today is going to be, he's 30 years old, and he's going to share with us kind of his story on how he got interested in desperation and what makes him interested in desperation. So it's nice to have you on.
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, so do you want me to kick off with my story or?
Yeah, let's just start out with what got you into it in the first place? What intrigued you and what turned you on to it?
So I suppose it was a weird one, right? Like I actually sort of stemmed from like a true, like genuine accident I had. I think I was about 23 or something. And it was like, so had been drinking with some mates at the pub in the afternoon, right? And then we were going to meet up about an hour or so later. And it was like, oh yeah, I'll walk home. And it was getting a bit cold, a bit chilly. So go get a jumper, right? And then so that 10-minute walk from the pub to home, I was like, oh yeah, that's nothing, you know? But sort of during that walk, it sort of became like, oh yeah, I can feel it too. All of a sudden it was like, fuck, like really yeah. Need to go. It was not good. And then to where I lived at the time, like it was sort of, you know, smaller city, but like imagine like terrace houses and everything where you've got no there's people in the streets and shit. Like it was real, it was just like fuck. But he managed to get to, thankfully we went, you know, like got home. And he walked, sort of put the key in the door. It was just like, you know, sort of like feel it dribbling. It was like, oh,
that's
shit,
when it
shit,
gets
shit.
The worst, when you're almost there.
Oh, exactly. And it was bad. And then sort of like got to the, like running up the stairs to get to the bathroom. And so by the time I got to the bathroom, it was like full flow, trying to sort of like trying to get my dick out, everything. Didn't get there in time and just like fully pissed myself in front of the toilet, right? And it was just like, I was so shocked. But then sort of afterwards, weirdly, it was like, the feeling I sort of had after was really like, shit, this is not what I was expecting from somebody someone my age. Yeah, and then so sort of from there, it sort of became something I was interested in.
Very interesting, and that's a really good story. I honestly, you made me have to go even more after hearing that. I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. I love the story, though. It's very, very genuine. My next question is, what did you do after that? Let's say, let's flash forward to, you know, the next day or a week later. Like, where did that develop into?
Like, I suppose the next day or so, like, it was the whole initial shock of, like, the immediate reaction was like, fuck. And you were like, what's your, like, dry your shoes out and wash them and like do laundry and mop the floor and shit. But then it was sort of like the next couple of days I was like, oh yeah, this is sort of interesting. So I started sort of googling it, and then ended up actually not long after actually meeting up with someone to hold with them, you know. And initially I was like almost like wanted to validate like if it was something I was into. And we ended up sort of like hanging out at their house, and you know, like ended up both getting really desperate and ended up actually, but we both pissed ourselves and everything. And it was pretty like, I know, like it felt good, it was something we enjoyed and everything else. So it became like a just since like it was, you know, it sort of validated like, oh yeah, this is something I'm definitely interested in. And I suppose since then, you know, like developed an interest.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to cut you off real quick and ask a question. So you don't have to get into detail of like how you found this person, but I'm sure the listeners will be really interested in hearing how you quickly found someone to kind of do this with you. Because I know a lot of people have spent years just wishing that they had a friend or a neighbor or someone who would at least try it. Hearing, you know, was it someone else who was interested in it, or was it like a little dare with a mate, or what was that like?
So I ended up going on to Recon or whatever it was called, like, and it was just sort of seeking out someone that you knew was more into it. Like, I think it would be awesome to try like a deer with a male or something like that, where, you know, but not wanting to, I think for me, I don't want to merge those two worlds where I've got, you know, like friends and work and everything on one side and then sort of this interest on the other side. So it was like, yeah, so that's how I managed to do that. But unfortunately, sort of shortly after that, because that probably happened like a month or so after I sort of developed this sort of interest in it. And then I ended up moving cities, and then so I haven't spoken to him again, but yeah.
So you at least and really experiment and see what the interest was and if it was something you were into.
Yeah, exactly, right? So yeah, I wanted to sort of validate that at the time, and turns out yeah, it was something I was into. It was a lot of fun, and since then have, you know, like held with other people, and it's every time it's always some, you know, like I think there's that apprehension around like, fuck, do you want to do it, hold with someone else, like what if they know someone you know or something like that, but in the end every time it's like, actually that was a shitload of fun.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you should do it more often.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I love that. That's a really, I'm glad you had that experience, and I'm glad it was validating, and I'm glad that you actually in the end were like, wow, I do like this, and it is something I'm into. I appreciate you sharing that. And so that was quite a few years ago now. And did that, so at first, did you think you were just into watching it? Or, I mean, have you always been into doing it yourself, like wedding yourself?
Yeah, I had tried that like a couple of times before, but it was sort of one of those things where you're like, oh yeah, like it was all right, I suppose, but it was never like, I think trying it with someone else was just like next level, right? You know, it's like doing shit cocaine versus real good cocaine, right? You know, like it sort of was
yeah,
just like a whole new level of experience. And while
upgrading.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, and while you can't sort of do it with someone else like all the time, like it's always 10 times better.
Yeah, I totally get that. And that's why I think a lot of people are always about, I wish I had someone to do this with, or is anyone out there, does anyone live near me? Because it does seem like such an exciting situation. And fortunately, I have had situations like that recently too. So I'm just happy for you that you've had that as well. So you do like watching it, you like wedding yourself with other people, and you like, I assume you also are just into, you know, if someone says, hey, I gotta piss, that probably kind of piques your interest, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, so all of that, and or is it something like, you know, like I was talking to someone actually last night, and is it like, and they were like, I really need to go, and at the time I didn't, but they'll like control my bladder, right? Or in other situations where it's like, I need to go badly, like you control mine, or is it like you mutually hold together or something like that? Yeah, then, you know, I suppose it's a, it depends on the situation and who you're with and everything, but yeah,
yeah.
I don't know, like it's pretty, like it's just, I don't know, like it's a pretty cool experience. And I think what's
so pretty much
too, like,
yeah, above across the board, you are,
yeah,
into.
Exactly.
Gotcha. I'm the same way, gotta say. And we talked before this, and you know my whole situation of I have to go really bad right now. I'm struggling and trying not to be obviously struggling, but I am. So it's been even more enjoyable hearing your experiences while also trying really hard not to piss myself. But thank you so much for sharing. Really, thoroughly enjoyed all of that, even if I didn't have to go. I was very genuine, and just, it wasn't just the typical story that, you know, oh, I came across a video and I thought it was hot and I jerked off to it. Like, you have life experience that really did open your eyes to a world that a lot of people don't even know about.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Like, I think it's interesting, but I think also too what would be interesting is to sort of hear like how you got into it, right? Like, you touched on before that you managed to sort of grow your follower audience tenfold within what a very short period of time, and coming from someone that works in sort of a marketing background, that's a massive gain. So like, you know, people obviously are engaged with your content, but like, how did it start for you?
So where it started for me was, I am still trying to pinpoint it, to be completely honest. When I look back, so I look back to around, I'd say, end of high school, early college. And I do want to say that my experience is a little more generic, like I was saying that yours wasn't. I came across a specific video, and I know that it, and before clicking away, I was like, whoa, why am I watching a man, you know, wiggle around and grab his crotch because he has to pee? Why is that turning me on? And it kind of slowly developed into, and I was in a relationship at the time, so I was hiding that. You know, I wasn't just going to walk into the next room and say, hey, partner, I just watched a man pee himself, and I'm really turned on by it. Something I had to come to terms with for a little bit, and I explored a lot. I explored watching women do it online. I explored watching men. And it just developed slowly over years to where I eventually came to terms with the fact that it's one of my biggest turn-ons, if not my biggest turn-on. And then flash forward to my recent, you know, content and internet. I don't want to say I just exploded on the internet, but it was a pretty big shock to see how many people enjoyed my videos. And people were saying, hey, I wish there were more genuine videos. I wish there was more genuine desperation and more genuine moaning and more real full bladders. And I was like, you know what? I have been feeling the same way. I've been watching the same damn videos for 7 years because no one knows how to make good videos that are real. So I decided to make my own real videos in hopes that some people would enjoy them. And I posted one thinking I'd get maybe one or got the next morning, and it had 600 retweets. And I was like, one, oh shit, did someone I know see this? Is my life ruined? But then my second thought was, hey, this is kind of cool, right? So I just kind of went with it. I had a few nights where I couldn't sleep, and I was like, should I delete everything and stop doing this? And then I went through my DMs, and I was seeing how many people were thanking me and saying they love my content and that they support me, and that even some, I mean, I hate to get, you know, all like heartfelt here, but there were some people saying that they got home from work and they're going through seasonal depression, and my videos were helping their spirits because they loved my content so much. And I was like, I people love, keep doing it, you know?
I think you should, right? Like, your content's quite interesting and different. Like, even the voice, you know, your the voice memo things that you post on Twitter as well, like, incredible, right? Like, I think it's,
and I appreciate you get that.
Like, but it's just real and genuine, right? Like, you raise an interesting point where, you know, like, the same shit posted and it's sort of boring, right? Whereas your content isn't, like, you get you sort of, I don't know, like, it's definitely a lot more interesting and exciting than anything else you see.
I appreciate that a lot, because I think the more I talk about it, the more I might sound like I'm not being genuine. But sometimes I'm sitting in traffic and, you know, I'm not recording myself and I'm making all these noises and I'm grabbing at my crotch and I'm like in the dashboard, like, you know, losing my mind. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, someone needs to hear this. Someone needs to see this, you know? So that's with it. I was like, you know what? If someone else, high school or college, comes across my videos, You know what that means? It means to it too, because they were looking for it. So that's kind of where I told myself, or I made a pros and cons list, and I said, hey, the pros list kind of wins here. So I just went with it, and I plan to make 2022 some of the best content that I've ever made.
And I think that sort of head off to you, right? Like, for me, I still worry about, like, fuck, like, is someone I know going to find out that, you know, it's me and everything? Like, what if work finds out, like, big job, senior position, that sort of stuff too, you know? Like,
so yeah, it's horrifying. That stuff.
Yeah, but then you're right on the flip side, right? Like, you have to deliberately be searching for this content to actually be... sort of, you know, to find it. You know, it's not like you're just going to be scrolling through, like, I don't know, Google, and then come across X, Y, and Z person was on this interview with X, Y, and Z person.
Precisely. And I was thinking of that. I mean, I sit up and think about that. Like, you know, if ever someone were to come up at, you know, a party or something and say, hey, you know, you pitch yourself on the... I'd much rather someone say that to me and me be like, so what? My full-time job is pissing myself on the internet. Than someone to say, hey, I saw you, you know, jerking off at a bus stop on the internet. You know, like, I'd rather be,
yeah,
like, play it cool and be like, what? Like, you know, are you videos on the internet? Like, what? You know? So... I kind of, every day I get a little bit more comfortable with it, and I realize, you know, I love doing it. I'm going to be myself. If someone comes across it and thinks it's gross, then...
Yeah, I agree, right? And I think also too, like, people are well and, like, very quick and easy to sit there and judge others, but then you hear stories of, like, I think there was a CEO, honestly Siemens or something, who was like, shoving shit up his ass, right? And it's like, well, actually, that's definitely worse, you know? So,
right. So, I mean, that's, yeah, so that's my story. I mean, I might have missed some key points, and I'm sure as the episodes, I keep making episodes, you'll probably hear more about certain things, like maybe more specifics about what video really got me turned on to this. All kinds of stuff. I don't want to give everything away in the first couple episodes, but yeah, I hope I gave you a good chunk of just kind of where my mind is and where it started. But I've really enjoyed talking to you. I genuinely mean that. I'm talking, and that's how I know that I enjoy your company on this episode, and I just appreciate you a lot.
Oh, awesome. That same here, right? Like, I think it's actually really nice to sort of talk to some, you know, someone about it in a really interesting way. Like, I think even if you asked me a month ago, would you want to be on a podcast talking about this, I would have said, are you fucking joking? No. But yeah, so it's definitely good to do it. But I'm conscious you're definitely probably quite desperate for the bathroom. But I've got, like, one more question is, you manage or people you know involved in it, you know, like, really amazing content you've made has been with other people that, you know, are straight or other things. Like, how do you get them sort of to, like, for the better word, play along with you?
Yeah, that is a great question. I was going to end it here, but I need to answer this question for you because you brought up such an amazing question that I'm just going to go for it. Yes, so I've gotten a lot of questions about how I have gotten my straight friends to piss themselves in front of me. And I will say that it did take a long time to kind of get them comfortable. I have three friends now that will willingly hold their piss for me on video. And it's amazing. I'm not going to lie. I hope I don't sound like I'm bragging, but it really does amaze me that I got this far. So I will start. I'll answer the question with the first one, the first person I got to, and then I'm going to save the other two for another episode.
Sure.
But so the first guy I met in college, he's a straight dude. He's very straight to this day. He's still very straight. But one day, my house, and they all left, and he was a little too drunk to drive, so I told him he could crash on my couch. Well, him and I had been friends for a while, and he knew that I was kind of, he knew that I filmed porn, because at the I was doing some amateur solo filming. I was kind of, I had a little studio. And in his drunken state on my couch, he was like, man, one day we should shoot some porn, because I really need some extra money. And I looked at him and I was like, what? Like, I never ever thought that would come out of his mouth. And I said, I know you're drunk right now, but I will tell you that if you ever want to, you know, jerk off in front of the camera, I can hire you. I can hire you for that, sure. And then he said a couple other things, and I, because he was drunk, so I was like, you know what, this is a time to admit what I do. So I said, listen, if you don't want your dick on camera, I could probably help you out with some money if you want to be a model, quote unquote, but you know, technically you are if you are within a studio. I said, do you want to hold your piss while you're drinking your beer and piss yourself? And he laughed. And I said, no, dude, this is a community online. You will get paid for videos. And he said he'll think about it. And the next day, he messaged me while sober. And he said, I really got to piss, and I'm really behind on rent. Let's do this. And he came over, and we had some beers, we played some video games, and when he started to get to a point where he couldn't hold it, I turned the camera on, and I said, hey, I'm going to ask you one more time just for consent. Is it okay if I film this? And he said, yes. And I said, all I ask is that if you really got to go, don't hold back the moans. Don't hold back if you have to grab yourself. Don't hold back if it makes you horny. And it led to one of my most popular videos of all time so far. So that's, you know, I didn't take advantage of him. I was very respectful. I made sure there was consent there, but it's, I hate to say it, but it, most of my friends that have gotten into it, it was because they said, hey, I can make some side money from that, right? And I said, yes. Two out of the three of them are actually into it now. It wasn't just for money. They tried it out and they think it's hot and it turns them on. So, you know, it's all about that conversation and just being open and showing that it's not some perverted thing, you know?
Which is incredible, right? Like, I think there's definitely way more people into it than you realize. And I think you've done something interesting where you've been brave and bold enough to have that conversation, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all about the confidence and the just knowing when the right time is to bring it up. And disclaimer, I'm not saying that the right time is when everyone's drunk, but I think that you're right by when you say more people are into it than we think, because I mean, it's proven that when you have a full bladder, your orgasm is more powerful, whether you are female bodied or male bodied anyway. So why don't we all explore that anyway, you know? And even in the past, I've had two or three female partners that they didn't necessarily get into holding and wetting themselves. But if I could bring my exes onto this show and say, hey, was I right when I said that if you have a full bladder and you make yourself orgasm, is it stronger? And I think that information right there is enough for everyone to try it at least once, you know?
I agree. Yeah. And I think there's some, like, don't discount it until you've tried it.
Right. Don't knock it till you try it. Try everything once, as long as it's legal, right?
Exactly. Don't do it, Prince Andrew.
Absolutely. All right, man. One more. I really, really appreciate your conversation. And I think, well, I'm super excited that I had you on here. And for full transparency, I'd love to have you on here again sometime.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I suppose for everyone else listening, you should probably, how are you doing? How's your bladder? Do you need to go badly still?
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm literally clenching my fist so hard and tapping my foot so loud that I'm afraid that the mic is picking it up.
No, that's not. You're good.
What's that?
Nah, it's not. You're all good.
Good. I have, so I'm in my car and I have about a 30 yard walk to my front door. And as soon as we got off this call, I'm probably going to be sprinting to the toilet.
Shit. Well, good luck is what I'll say. Although, yeah. I know what I'd rather you do.
Well, how about this? I'll let you know what happens after this.
Sounds good to me.
All right, man. I really appreciate you. I'm sure everyone else will appreciate you as well. And I hope to have you back on here soon.
Yeah, for sure. Nat, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Cheers.
Cheers.